Bachelor, bad girl, took the matter, walk down, search your records, you get me on the block.
Nobody, but
on the block.
Till I say I do.
Hey guys, welcome to Vibes and Nifa. It's your girl Nifa, and with me I have.
But the black, aka Big Kala, aka Oil Pumper, aka Original Charger.
So I'm going to be asking you a few questions.
Okay.
And just going to be quick, sharp.
Oh, wow.
So first things first, this one is a personal question for me. Why do you like typing in capital letters?
Because, like I said, I don't tweet, I proclaim.
Yeah. Because anytime I see it, I'm always like, why is this guy shouting?
And if you notice, yeah, if you are going through, I'm an artist, I need to promote my stuff. If you are going through a TL of 20 tweets and all of them are in small letters, and you see the one in capital letter, you stop subconsciously.
To see what the person's talking about.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was always wondering, like, why is this guy always typing
in capital letters? Imagine I type big color in small letter, how does it look?
Boy. Okay, you seem to like football a lot, yes or no?
Yeah, if I was not doing music, I'd have done football. I did a surgery. Hernia surgery, so I could not play football. If it's because of me that Nigeria did not go to the last World Cup. Because if I was playing football, I would have been in the team and they would have been at the World Cup.
So what team do you support?
Barcelona and Arsenal. Barcelona, Arsenal and Nigeria.
Do you know what team I support? Yes.
Man U.
Liverpool.
Ah, that's nice.
I support Liverpool. I was so happy like, when we won. Like everybody was like, oh my god, Liverpool,
yeah.
So like, you know, like now recent times like, oh, Arsenal has been winning, but are you happy, or like you think what you guys are going to go back to before?
I don't see us going back to before, because the guys are young, everybody 22 21, they are growing up together, and that's the best thing about a good team, when they grow up together. Once they grow up together, everybody knows everybody's strengths and everybody's weakness. You know how to talk to the next man, because football is not just about seeing people knowing how to play. Look at Chelsea, they bought everybody, but where are they? They are still not winning matches.
Oh,
Okay,
so why are you so different in person from like your song league?
As in how?
Like your song leagues are like very big color.
Yeah.
And then you in person, you're like meek.
It depends. It depends on what they call it. It depends on the situation at hand. I give you a good example. Jesus is very humble, but there was a time when the Pharisees were like, "And why will you be telling somebody that your sins are healed on a Sunday, on Sabbath?" And just so, is it that one that is paining you? How about I tell this guy to stand up and pick up his mat and walk? You get me? That was not pride. He was just trying to tell them that he knows who he is. So depending on the situation at hand, I would let people know that I know who I am. It's not on a "do you know who I am?" I already know who I am, so I will let you know who I am. I'm not going to ask you whether you know who I am. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there's most times, out of 100 times, you only need to do that maybe like 2 or 3 times. Yes, you don't need to do that every time.
Okay. So do you have like really random lyrics? Do you usually like think about them, or like when you're in the studio it just comes?
Sometimes I think about it, and sometimes it comes like they can rise, and there's a part I said they kill a little stoner. It just came.
Like while you recording?
Yeah, while I was recording, it just came out of my mouth.
When are you releasing this?
March 24th. 2 weeks from now, 14 days.
Okay. Yeah. You also like
the video is gonna drop on the 27th. The first person that knows. Yeah.
So what inspired the guys?
Went to Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
And went to Ghana to make the song. I didn't go to Ghana to record Declan Rice. I went there to just record music. Mm-hmm. And just like Declan Rice is a divine song. It came from God directly. Because how do I know? When I recorded the song, I was like, okay, man, just buckle. It'd be like then be Rice, I'm a football fan. And the next thing that came up from my mouth was, I did feel like Declan Rice. You get me? And Declan Rice is a box-to-box midfielder. He scores and defends. And I'm that guy. You get me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how close are you to your mom?
12. Yeah, because I'm my mother's only child.
Alright. Like, I always see, like, you're always speaking about how your mom
said that's my guy.
Original jealousy.
Ah, that's my dumb.
Even when, like, during the election, she came to come.
Ah, yes. That's my guy.
What's your favorite social media app?
Instagram.
Why?
Because take you to the Bible again. They say seeing is believing. Seeing is so, what they call it. That's why when these interviews, they have to post an extract from this. Seeing is so valuable to the point that in the scriptures, they say, blessed are those that have not seen, but yes, they believe. Even God knows the importance of sight. When they say Jesus is dead, say somebody said Thomas said he's a liar that he did not resurrect. When Jesus came, he saw him. Now he now said, okay, let me feel his weather. You get me? So feeling is more intense than seeing. Seeing is more intense than speaking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you handle criticism? Like, I see, like, when people talk about, oh, Odumodi is mid on Twitter,
yeah.
I just see, you're already replying, like, shout.
Yeah.
Like, other artists, you know, like, now, for example, people like, maybe, would you give the person back to back? Like, you know, other artists, maybe they'll just be like, they don't want to even hear, or they don't want to even respond. Maybe their media team will be like, I think maybe you are your own media team.
Yes.
Because, like, I see you, like...
I study mass comm.
Like, I see... Oh, I'm studying mass comm, too.
Yeah, so they can't take it away from... Like, before they even talk, I know what they want to say. I know how to reply. It's my P. And I graduated with a 2-1. Like, I'm not a baby. I know this media space.
Because I always see, like, you just reply the person fast. Like.
Let me show you something. Do you know Malcolm X?
Yes.
Malcolm X was a freedom fighter in America. Look at him. Rumors have it that he was killed by Nation of Islam. Malcolm X sat down 2 weeks before his death in a restaurant, and he was talking to the guy that was writing his autobiography, and he told the guy that, look outside the window, and they saw a random guy. He said, it's only a foolish man that thinks that everything he believes, that another man should have the same opinion of him. There's something that this guy likes with all his heart and soul that I don't regard. So you only be a fool to make music and think everybody will like it. You get, but you must believe in yourself first. And Skepta said it, that once you start, people are going to be like, what's this guy doing? Next thing, you're like, are you hearing this guy? Next thing, you're like, this guy is hard, though. I bet you. There are more than 1,000 people that have had that kind of situation with my music. Even down to my guys, Replay, the first day he heard me rap, I was like, what did you do? You get, everybody were like, what did you do?
Do you know when I first heard? Heard you when I was in secondary school. So I was in World of Fix. Remember, I used to see, like, all these big boys, them, they'll be playing with my, who is this Odumodi? But I never really, I didn't really put attention to it until, like, I think it was when I entered uni, because I'm in Veritas.
What level are you?
300.
A big girl.
So now, like, I'm just like, every party, if they don't play Odumodi, it's not a party, like, they have to play it. So now, I was always like, what is Odumodi? Now, one day I just sat down and I was like, when I started my podcast.
Yeah.
Like, if you listen to, like, the second episode, like, your song was there. So, like, I was, like, I was really, like, hyped. I was, like, oh, this guy is so good.
Yeah.
You understand? But then, like, most people don't like, Nigerians don't appreciate, like, good things. They are used to, like, the normal, stereotypical, she tell me, say, come, baby. No, like, sometimes you need aggressiveness. They kind of, like, our country needs... Serious, like someone that can match with our energy.
Well, the funny thing is that the music they haven't made people even know me. They're not even aggressive tunes. Doggy Dog, Picanto.
Oh, I love Doggy Dog.
Soft music. Doggy Dog for me is my best song.
Did you when you're recording it, was it like from like an emotional place, or it just came like that?
The reason why Doggy Dog blew up was because I did it from a point of goodwill. How? The guy that did the beat, you see my producer, he opened the website, said he was selling leasing beats. A lease beat is what this guy can use and I can still use. But if he contacts the producer that he wants to buy it, he becomes an exclusive owner of the beat. And with that, they can tell me to take mine down. You get me? So I said, okay, let me even lease my guy's beat. I leased it for like 7K. It was 7K, I paid him 10K. And the Doggy Dog beats, they were 13 beats on his website. It was the last one. Nobody wanted to buy it because they didn't know what to do with it. Luckily for me, I knew what to do with it. And immediately I did it. And it was a smash. I listened to it like 30 times a day before it came out for 4 months. Calculate it. When I'm sleeping, it's on a loop. It's, oh my God. If Wizkid sang Doggy Dog to win a Grammy. I'm telling you, it's not my song, bro. That song is for God. It's not me. You get me? You have to come, as an artist, you have to come to a conclusion that everything you do is from God. You are just lucky enough to be a vessel to churn it out. So when I see people saying, I'm the best, I mean, like, you can never hear Odumodu's song saying, I'm the best. It's not possible. Best is that's what? Something that is not your own.
You always like say, oh, you're like, oh, they tell me, say, Odumodu, you'll be boss. Like, you did not say, I'm a boss.
Yeah.
They said that.
Yeah, they said it. They know. They know.
Okay, so, are you a planner or you just go with the vibes?
Plan, critically.
Me too.
My father told me, if you don't plan, you fail. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. If you plan to fail, you are failing to plan.
Because me, most times I have this thing where I'll just be like, I cannot just do like wake up and be like, oh, I'm doing this thing. I must have planned it like
on a spontaneous spin.
Yes, I have to plan it ahead. Like, I don't know how to just
walk. The only times spontaneous peace work is, let me say, okay, you embark on a journey, like, okay, you come here, you've planned this podcast, and let me say, there's no lights. You get me? I will say, okay, let us do it outside. Yeah. And the sunlight and everything. That's when God has already predestined this, that, oh, you're not going to do it here, you're going to do it outside to make it look better.
Okay.
We're shooting a video, like the Clarice video, the bad guys did not come early. But what did we do? They came back, they came at night. And when they came at night, what did we do? We told all the cars to go around in circles, put on their flashlights, use the drone. We didn't plan for that. Came out mad.
Yeah. Okay, so, do you remember the first day you met YP?
Yeah, it was as this thing passing.
This thing passing?
Yeah, right. Odumodu, a lot I did, he came here, oh my god. The last song I did back then, he came here, only on SoundCloud. I was like, guy, you're so hard. You know? Even wiping. Him jumping on Gutterman remix. He told me, he said he didn't play the song because he was enjoying it. He said he played this to laugh at what I was doing and what I was saying. And the next thing was that, what? This is so nice.
I remember like the time when that got time, like, I remember when the you were doing, what's the word? What is it called, this thing?
Challenge?
Yes, a challenge. And people in my school, everybody was, oh my god, I have to do this. And I think that was like when I probably, like, I was like, ah, who sang this song? Who sang this song? I was like, oh, it's Odumodu. Because it didn't sound like a normal Odumodu song. So I was like, anyway, okay, so how, what's the relationship with Smada, like, with Smada to me?
You have two song.
You
have two song. You have two song. If I see Smada coming in, I'll be like, oh my god. But if you does not take my clothes, you take my money, you shall take something away from me. Last time I went to Lagos and I saw Smada on my socks. So, bro, god damn it.
The guy, okay, like, you know, like, I know, like recently you guys started, like, cause every time I see you, into my sister, I know that Odumodu is going to you. Cause I remember, like, that last time, I think, that's when I first saw you, I saw you at Meet Fest last year.
Yeah.
So now, I was basically, when I saw you, as soon as I was like, Smada is obviously going to you. Cause anyway, where would you go, Smada is obviously going to
you. Smada is doing well, they started booking him for shows and all that, I like him. Smada is the god of Gen Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Gen Z god.
Okay, so, what brought about your stage name?
When I was in secondary school. Mm-hmm. I need to go and scare somebody. I want to scare the person out. The person was sleeping. It was that big eyeball and I looked scary. And I put my face like to the person and I told someone to tap the person. The person opened and said, well, oh, fuck, guy, if you like with the mood, and the mood is a mass grave.
Oh.
A big mass grave.
So what about, like, black?
I was like, bro, why you don't call me that name? Don't come down here. You know, in second school, it's a name that you don't like. That's what they would call
that
you.
Was,
yeah, the black was because I was into Pan-African peace when I started my music.
Oh.
What I'm doing now and then, the context is the same, but then it was strict. It was a more conscious P. I guess I had to let people know that I'm a black man. Yeah.
Okay, now, like, you know, in recent times, people like now getting used to like your music, listening to your music. So, like, how do you deal with like the new, on the new, is it followers or is it new followers?
It's normal. I saw it coming. By God's grace, I know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's a process.
Do you think those people that did not believe in you now, like, do you think they farm you now? Like, oh, Odumodu, I know Odumodu now, they farm you now.
As in, come again with the question.
like people that do not believe in like the gospel of Odumodu.
Yeah.
Do you think now, like now, do they see you now? Would they like farms you and be like, oh, I know this nigga from somewhere?
People that do not, that one is normal now. People that do not believe, they will come and see. It's normal. It's normal human being. There are some that they will never agree that my stuff is good, even if they know it's good. It's normal. There are some that after they say that my stuff is bad, when they put on their AirPod, I mean, this is AirPod Pro Max, but, AirPod Max is my stuff they'll be playing. They don't want them to put noise cancellation, so nobody will know that that's what they are listening to, because they've already gone out to see this guy's work. They'll hide to listen to it. Such torture.
I think what's your favorite? What's your favorite song you've released so far?
Doggy Dog, by far.
Favorite feature so far?
That it featured me.
Mm-hmm.
Many, too many hard verses. I don't have a favorite. I can't write.
I think I have a favorite. Like for now, like
yeah.
I have like
for now, Vex. Actually, that's your favorite, but some people no, like, they say it's trash.
When
that's
I saw
life.
when Discovery Day, when Timmy posted it on Discovery Day, I was like, oh, because I Timmy Discovery Day.
Mm-hmm.
The people like, I think that was like the one you
yeah.
Okay, so now I think when you posted it, I remember like seeing the snippets. I think somebody had posted it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, this song I already released to, and I was like so happy. And some people like this song stuff is actually hard. So why are you people like being like this? And
some people didn't even like my song because they've never heard it. Just don't like me
as a person.
Yeah, because I'm just like nigga, fuck you, nigga. You get me? It's like you are here, we are there. But the mood is not a lukewarm brand. Is that you like me or you hate me, and I'm cool with that.
I know someone that like, she was like, oh, I'm not going to listen. I don't like Odumodu. But then like, I was like, okay, what song don't you like from him? Like, do that you don't have a class song you don't like. She was like, I just don't like him. And I was like, oh.
Maybe she wants to fuck me.
And I was like, oh, like, are you being
for happens.
And I was like, she was like, I just don't like him. I don't like his. I'm like, okay, but is there any song you heard that you just didn't like? Cause I tried to like, put out all that, like, she was like, no, I just don't like the nigga. And I was like, okay, thank you very much. And then last year, December, first of December, Miss Fest, she was shouting, oh my god, Odumodu. And I was like,
I told you.
BSO for you. Like,
BSFR.
Like, BSO, like, what is your problem? Like, I'm just kind of person, if I don't like somebody from the beginning, no matter how you want to do it, I'll obviously not like the person.
You never like the person.
Yeah. So like I find it really hard when people be like, oh, they don't like this person now. And then 2 weeks later the person's like, I like this. Is that maybe something make the person change or some kind of thing? Like it's always like, why? How? Cause that thing was like, I was so surprised. Like even if I was tipsy out, it was I was like, what the fuck? Why would you just like, cause this girl was hell bent, I do not like this nigga, this nigga. But
I'm not telling you. Maybe I was a fantasy and she knew that she could not get through to me, and I was like, fuck everybody. I'm not fulfilling anybody's fantasy.
Do you like traveling?
No.
Why?
Unless I'm traveling for money. Or to a place where I've never been to before.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to improve my career.
Yeah.
I was talking to Slum. Do you know Slum?
No.
Slum is an artist.
Oh.
Slum designed the Brit Awards. Know what they give you when you win the Brit Award? Let me show you. Stone designed the Brit Awards. See what Beyonce is carrying here?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Brit Awards. Stone designed this. That's my boy.
Oh.
He's in UK. You know Stone? Oh my god. What sport are you guys in?
It's
so Sloan. I was talking to Stone.
Oh, S like Sloan.
Yeah, Olaolu Stone.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, it's Stone. So he's I'm talking to him the day before yesterday, and he's like, guy, when are you coming? I'm like, okay, I'll come April. I've never been to London before. I'm like, ah, mad though. He said, I'm everybody listening for you. He said, even Skepta is listening for me. I'm like, how does Skepta know I'm coming? He said, Skepta knows everything that's happening in London. Huh? I'm excited to go to London because I want to see Skepta. That was my idol.
Okay, but like you always, I saw your tweet about like how you don't like Lagos. And Lagos always makes you sick.
The bad place.
I was born in Lagos.
I was born there, so.
But I don't think, if you want to compare between Lagos and here right now, I think I'm still happy because Lagos is too Lagos. Like, it's too full, too many people everywhere.
Should I give you the perfect illustration of Lagos?
Yes.
Lagos is when a woman is being beat by her wife, by her husband, and that's the only thing she knows in her life. And when they tell her, leave this marriage, she's scared of leaving the marriage because she doesn't know how life would be outside the marriage.
Oh.
She has been suppressed mentally, spiritually, physically, to the point whereby she doesn't see herself anywhere else. That's a typical Lagosian. Oh, the Lagos life, what is there? You cannot go to 3 places in a day. It came back to me that you cannot convince me, stupid. Lagos is a stupid place, it's a dirty place. I rented a house for 120k per day and the water coming out from the tap is brown. All my life in Abuja, I've never been in a place where the water is brown. If you even see water, say they are lucky. When I was in university, it was Miruwa we used to use. In 2012, 2011, 2013, Miruwa. You understand? Everything in Lagos is going against you. The life in Lagos is more expensive than the life in ABJ. Yeah. One babe wanted to track me. How much was her boss? 12k. She coming from Jos. Do you get me? The only good thing about Lagos is the entertainment industry and the people that are there.
Not the place itself.
Not the place. It's a very bad place. There's only one route into Lekki and out. Imagine if there was only one route into Wuse-2. Wuse-2, we can come from there. There are like 10 routes into Wuse-2.
It's going to be crazy.
Imagine. Now, if you want to go out in Lagos, you have to check your map. So, okay, you have to leave in the next 2 hours. When you are done from work, if you are living on the mainland, if you close work by 5 o'clock, you have to look for somewhere to go and hang out till like 8, 9, before you now start going out, going back home. And where is that place? You are going to go and spend money there. You are burning fuel. Now, you have to wake up in the morning around what time? 5 o'clock? Because you have to beat early morning traffic coming to the island. Slavery, boy.
It's really fun having podcast.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate you. Say bye.
Even if you don't want to eat my plantain or anything, do you guys want anything? Let me bring food for you guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Say bye.
Odumo the Black on what's the name of this podcast? Nifa.
Vibes and Nifa.
Vibes and
Nifa.
On Vibes and Nifa. You get me? Don't edit this part though.
I'm
not going to. Declarize is coming out March 24th. Thank you so much to my lovely, beloved listeners. I fuck with y'all. You guys should fuck with Nifa. Peace and love. Jesus Christ is Lord.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. My podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, AudioMac, Audible, Amazon Music, and many others. Kindly stream and put your friends on.